The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
And welcome to episode number 4 of the North Pole Podcast. My name is Al Frank Murr, and you normally hear me as part of the North Pole Radio News at SantaUpdate.com. But for this special episode of the North Pole Podcast, I get to talk turkey and everything else Thanksgiving with two very expert elves from the North Pole. The first you know well, my partner in radio reporting, Elf Crash Murphy, Santa's eye in the sky guy, who chases Santa around the world every Christmas and then talks about it on Kringle Radio. The other elf here with me, who I believe is making her radio debut with us, is Elf Sprinkles Fluffelmeyer, an elf who spends the vast majority of her time in North Pole kitchens, including the kitchen of Mrs. Claus. Sprinkles has the job this year of being in charge of the North Pole Thanksgiving feast, so we will begin right there. Sprinkles, how long have you been an elf?
Why, Frank, I'm surprised at you. You should know better than to ask a lady her age.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask your age. I was just wondering how long you've been an elf.
Long enough to know how to stuff a turkey, honey.
So you've done the North Pole Thanksgiving feast before?
No, I've attended it and enjoyed it before, but I've never been the chief cook and bottle washer of this event, ever. This is a first for me.
Actually, that's one of my first questions for you. Not only are you famous here at the North Pole for your delicious foods, but you have a unique reputation because you like to clean a kitchen before and after you cook.
Well, I don't know about famous, but it is true I do like to keep things tidy.
Frank, can I just say I've never had any food like what Sprinkles can make? I've tried it all. She makes the fluffiest pancakes, the best pumpkin bread, and I gotta tell you, Frank, the sprinkles that sprinkles on her cupcakes not only taste delicious, but those sprinkles sparkle, Frank. It's like eating a moonbeam.
Oh, stop. You're making me blush.
Well, I have to admit I'm a bit envious of you, Crash. I've heard all about sprinkled cupcakes, but I never seem to get one. By the time I get there, they're gone. Sprinkles, I think you need to start taking reservations when you do cupcakes.
Well, I do like to do things in small batches. I can only feed a couple of thousand elves at a time, Frank. I'm just one elf, you know.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to ask you about. I hear you prefer to work in the kitchen alone. I think it's fantastic that you love not only to make very tasty food, but you seem to be able to cook for so many people at one time. Why don't you get some help in that kitchen?
Well, you know the saying, too many cooks spoil the broth.
Yeah, but how are you going to cook all those turkeys for all those elves? Thousands come to the North Pole Thanksgiving feast.
Well, I get big turkeys to begin with.
Yes, but then there's the potatoes and the sweet potatoes and the cranberry sauce and the stuffing and the rolls. It's too much. How do you do it?
Oh, you make it sound much bigger than it really is. The secret to any food is love, which is just natural work for an elf. It doesn't matter how much food it is.
The work of getting that set up and then cleaned up afterwards is tremendous. When do you have to begin for a job like this?
Oh, I've already started, Frank.
You have? Doing what?
Cleaning.
When did you start cleaning? You mean the kitchen over at the rec center, right?
Yes, that's the one. I've been cleaning since Halloween, Frank. But I've had some help.
You have? From who?
The elves putting in the new floors.
New floors? What was wrong with the old floors? They seem to be fine at Halloween.
They were dirty, Frank. You don't want your Thanksgiving dinner with dirty floors, do you? That's just not right.
Yeah, but those floors were fine. How much could it have cost for new floors? That building's, oh, I don't know, 200,000 square feet. That's a lot of new tiles.
That's why we started at Halloween, Frank. Besides, the floor has been pretty quick compared to the paint.
You painted for the Thanksgiving feast?
We did not paint those walls until after I cleaned them, Frank. Failing to do that is like putting a clean diaper on a dirty bottom. That's nasty, Frank.
Well, okay, cleaning is fine, but that paint looked brand new as it was. Why would you paint after you just cleaned it?
I had to, Frank. There was a food fight in there at Halloween. There was orange frosting embedded in the walls there, Frank. That's nasty stuff.
So what happens after the new floors and walls are done, Sprinkles?
Well, then I clean.
Again?
Of course.
You're going to clean new floors and new walls. Why? Are we having surgery or Thanksgiving dinner?
Elf work is the work of making magic, Frank. Every elf puts their magic into everything they do, even food. You heard Crash describe the cupcake like eating a moonbeam? That doesn't come out of a box, Frank.
So you're saying that cleaning actually makes the food taste better?
Of course. It does for everybody. You know how everyone loves Grandma's pies or Mom's stuffing? That's because they clean with love. They cook with love. And they serve with love.
Well, I have to admit I don't like cleaning, Sprinkles. It's kind of a chore to me.
It's not a chore. Not when you're doing it for love. I really enjoy spraying a little vanilla cream disinfectant on a surface and watching it sparkle before I go to cook. It is as big an ingredient as anything I put into the food.
Vanilla cream disinfectant.
Yes. It is a cleanser of my own design. I use it on everything. It's totally organic and highly effective. Smells yummy, too.
Okay, let's talk about the actual food. Let's say you get the place clean just the way you want it, and they start to bring in the food. Where do you begin?
We always begin with a little prayer, Frank.
You pray before you cook the food?
Yes, of course. This is a work of the heart, dear. You don't rush it. You are creating here. Creating takes inspiration, deep love, and great faith. Even when you are making a bowl of cereal, Frank, you make it a masterpiece, and every masterpiece is made first with faith.
Wow, I just dump my cereal in a bowl and drown it in milk.
That is why you talk about it the way you do, like it's something you get in the mail. Do you put anything of yourself into that bowl? You're an elf, Frank. Don't be afraid to add a little sparkle. Pray first, create, then approach it in love and humility.
Well, I have a lot to learn about food, I guess, so they bring in all the food you need for this week's feast.
Well, who is they, Frank?
Well, you're going to have a lot of food to bring in, at least 300 turkeys, maybe 600 pounds of potatoes. This is no small meal.
I can handle it, Frank.
But what's wrong with getting a few elves over there to help?
They all have hands, Frank.
So?
You don't know where those hands have been, Frank. That's nasty.
The feast is right after the elf parade on Thanksgiving Day, Sprinkles. Elves will have been outside in the cold doing the parade for 6 hours or so before they get to sit down at your sparkling clean tables. They're going to be hungry. After all, do you know how tired an elf can get riding a trike in fresh snow?
Yes. That's why I had extra bathrooms put in with big soap dispensers, Frank.
Oh, wait. What? Why?
Well, all those sticky elf hands. Some in smelly gloves for 6 hours and others on sticky handlebars. Ick, Frank. Everyone washes their hands and does two verses of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star before they are handed a towel.
Handed a towel?
Yes, a clean, fresh, warm, sanitized towel. Then they can sit at the table, but only after they take their shoes off.
Well, Crash, what do you think about all this? Are you going to do this?
Frank, I'll do anything Elf Sprinkle says. If she says I have to go home to shower before I can eat, well, I'm there, Frank.
Ooh, there's an idea.
Easy there, Sprinkles. Crash, let's talk about the parade for a minute. 6 hours is a long parade. Why is the North Pole Thanksgiving Day elf parade so long?
Well, nearly every elf is in it, and nearly every elf has to decorate and then parade around on the track, Frank. And it's not always a quick thing, you know, riding that track up Main Street. It's all uphill, and it looks like we're going to have snow for the parade this year.
Why don't they turn the parade around and go the other way, Crash?
Well, elves like a challenge, Frank. Besides, if we end up going down Main Street instead of up Main Street, we'll end up far away from where Sprinkles will have the feast waiting for us.
Why do so many elves eat at Thanksgiving together, Crash? That's a different tradition of Thanksgiving than what the rest of the world seems to do.
Well, we're at the North Pole, Frank. Christmas is our thing. After we've eaten, Santa leads us on a walkabout to see all the new lights up at the North Pole. There's a contest for that, as you know, and we all take the walk and look at the lights and vote on the best display. It's a big deal. Then after that, Santa will unveil the big countdown clock in the plaza, and that officially opens Operation Merry Christmas. Thanksgiving at the North Pole is all about starting Christmas, and that's just something we do together, Frank.
Do you think that with all we do at the North Pole, the elves really end up being more thankful at the end of the day, Crash? Do you think all that activity from morning to night is really going to result in gratitude?
Oh, you know I do, Frank. These are special traditions. We wouldn't miss Thanksgiving any more than we would miss Christmas Eve, Frank. In fact, Thanksgiving and gratitude, as Santa always says, is the start of a Christmas celebrated correctly. Let us begin by being thankful for all the many wonderful things we have and enjoy. That's the message of Santa to us every time we gather for Thanksgiving, and, well, that tradition, I think, gives us the right motivation to do what we do as elves at Christmas, and it carries us through. Thanksgiving is a beautiful way to celebrate Christmas.
Thank you, Crash. Well said. And thank you, Elf Sprinkles, for being here with us on the North Pole Podcast. Good luck stuffing all those turkeys in. We'll do that hand check for you before we walk through the door. Crash, what does our next episode of the North Pole Podcast talk about?
Frank, we invite everyone to come back after Thanksgiving to listen to a special podcast about working at the North Pole. This is a very popular topic, one the kids ask us about all the time, so we know it will be of interest to them to learn about how to get to the North Pole, how to live here, and how to get a job here as an elf.
Terrific, Crash. That about does it for us here on episode number 4 of the North Pole Podcast. I'm Elf Frank Murr, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving and an even merrier Christmas.